everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Midweek edition already, August 16th, 2017, from AM 1030 KVOI. It is the Buckmaster Show, and we have a very full hour, so I'm going to get right to our first interview here in a moment, but I do want to say that at about 12:30, we are re-airing the July interview of the three Democratic Ward 3 candidates. So this will give folks a chance, perhaps they haven't made up their mind in the Ward 3 Democratic primary. We're re-airing that interview. But right now, to the live line in Pima County Board of Supervisors, Chairwoman Sharon Bronson. Chairwoman Bronson, how are you?
You know, I just got back from a trip to the coast, and it's good to be back. Looks like we got some rain while I was gone. This is really been quite the rainy season.
It certainly has. Your reaction to the horrible day over the weekend, Saturday, and first a personal reaction, and from the Board of Supervisors' point of view, will there be a resolution to condemn in our community, in our county, racism and bigotry at the meeting on Monday? And a meeting is Monday, not the usual Tuesday next week.
The meeting is Monday, and there, because of the odd time, there really wasn't enough time to get a resolution on this Monday. But I expect that our next meeting, we will, our first meeting in September, we will see something like that. But I believe at least two others, maybe three of my colleagues have come out, as I have. I found it sickening. I mean, it is neo-Nazism. It is domestic terrorism. It is white supremacy. There's no other explanation for it, and it is unacceptable. It is un-American, and to not stand up and say that, as particularly as elected officials who are policymakers, is to be complicit in it.
Will you press Supervisor Allie Miller, Republican District 1, for an apology at the upcoming meeting? And she said on Facebook, "I'm sick and tired of being hit for being white. It's all about making me feel, making us feel that we need to apologize. I am white and proud of it. No apologies necessary."
Well, just a thought. You know, I too am proud. I'm proud to be a woman. I'm proud to be a resident of Pima County. I'm proud to live and serve in a place that is so diverse, a place that Hispanics, African Americans, Vietnamese, Tohono'atam, Pascua-Yaqui, and countless others call home. I am proud to be here because of our very diversity. It is our strength. And I'm also proud I was elected to wake up every day and help all the people of all colors and creeds. I'm proud to call every resident of Pima County my brother and sister, no matter what they look like. And I think Supervisor Miller's comments were certainly inappropriate given the context. In terms of us asking for an apology, I think I certainly have done that publicly, as has Supervisor Elias. Our rules of procedure will not allow us on Monday to do that, but I think myself as an individual and myself as an elected official feel she owes this community an apology.
All right. We have a lot of people who want to talk to you. Let's go to, who's up first, Damien, Ray? Okay, Damien, go ahead. You're with Sharon Bronson.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Bill. Thank you for taking the call. Mm-hmm. I also saw that post, and I want to put it in context as well, because I think so often in the news that we get gotcha moments. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, Allie's response and when she posted that, you know, there's a lot of things as a white to be proud of. I mean, some of the French cooking is wonderful here. there's so many, Shakespeare. I mean, wonderful. So many things that there are to be proud of. But to put this in context, this was in reference to a Politico article that was posted, and it was it was actually a very flattering response to the president and him critiquing what happened in Charlottesville. So that's what she was commenting on. So it wasn't like there was a reason, and I read through the entire post up and down trying to find, was there some justification? Was there some rationale? And just like Sharon calling and asking her for public opinion, I've sent numerous messages to her, and if she'd come in and altered the post or commented and said, this isn't how I feel. This is being taken out of a proportion. Of course, I'm not a racist. But she hasn't. And that's what frustrates me in this, is she's been given numerous options, to opportunities to come forward. And thus far, has not.
And Damien, I'm going to go on the record here and say something about, because I have people who are always saying, Bill, why don't you have Allie Miller on anymore? Well, Supervisor Miller has chosen not to come on this radio program. She believes that I disrespected her during an interview where I called her Mrs. Miller after referring to her in the first two references as Supervisor Miller, just trying to mix it up a little bit. But she has chosen not to come on this program. And once again, I say to Allie Miller, come on the program. Let's hear what you have to say about this. I'm one of your District 1 constituents, and the invitation is open to come on to this radio station. Anyway, Bob is up next. Bob, go ahead.
I'm one of her constituents also. And, a few years back, all I wanted to do was see how she had redecorated her office, and she had me removed from the Pima County building where their offices are. This woman doesn't speak for me. There are three people on the board who are open to the community. And unfortunately, there was a fourth, Ray Carroll, who chose not to run again. And unfortunately, Mr. Christie seems to be moving along in the same ways as Allie Miller. And his basically defending her statements is just as bad to me as what she said.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Supervisor Bronson, anything to add here?
I think it's time to bring the community together. I hope Supervisor Miller realizes that and understands that she has a responsibility to start healing the wounds that clearly many people have taken her remarks, have found them offensive, and she owes the residents of this community, in my view, an explanation.
All right. See if we can get Walter in before. We're going to take an early break today because our District 3 debate goes a little long, so we're going to take an early break. But, Walter, I've got about 1 minute before the break.
Okay, it's really quick, and if I could ask a follow-up question, I want to ask her, be specific and very short, if you would, what does she need to apologize for?
Okay. Go ahead, Sharon Bronson.
I think she has to apologize for her remarks that she's white and being proud of it, given the context, given the events of Charlottesville, because it sounds like a white supremacist remark. Many people have taken it that way.
Okay, we're going to take, Ray, I'm going to take the break right here, and then it's a little early for our first break, but again, the Ward 3 debate goes a little longer. We'll be back with Sharon Bronson, 790-2040. Obviously, a lot of people want to sound off today. We'll be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Great weekend getaway or longer. Just 3-hour drive to Silver City, a great place to do some hiking this time of year in the Gila National Wilderness. The rains have come. It's beautiful over there. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the great places to stay and visit in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Sharon Bronson, the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, with us on the live line, 790-2040, if you have anything you would like to add to our conversation. I see Supervisor Bronson, the front page of the Arizona Daily Star, that the Pima County Board of Supervisors is once again making an effort to get spring training back at Keno Stadium.
Yes, with the Milwaukee Brewers. As you know, I think Glendale, they're unhappy with their training facility in Glendale. And we built this facility in 1997. It was state-of-the-art then. And we are hoping that, and we have asked Brewers, we sent a letter to the executive vice president inviting them to consider relocating to the Keno Sports Complex. And we have sufficient room and facility available to accommodate two major league teams. And we'd love to get some major league baseball back here in town.
All right. Let's go back to the live line. Matthew has called us. Hey, Matthew, how are you, sir?
Oh, very good. I'm really very disappointed that we had to witness what we did first by the president, but locally we cannot ignore this. This is a stain on Pima County, and I'm sorry to say that Supervisor Miller really has no way to walk this back at this point. She needs to resign for the good of Pima County, because this stain will not go away. And she is now putting at risk any future economic opportunities we have here in Southern Arizona. I do not see how anybody on the board can imagine that any national or international company can now potentially negotiate with Pima County under these circumstances. Supervisor Miller and the Republican Party, the Pima County Republican Party, and the state party need to ask her to resign.
All right. All right, Matthew. And Supervisor Bronson, this was not just a local story. This was there was quite extensive coverage in the Arizona Republic. I know you were contacted by the New York Times, the Washington Post. So some of your thoughts about something like this, could it hurt us in the economic development arena?
Well, I'm reflecting back to 1070 and how that did affect our economy. I don't know if this may rise to that, but I just want to remind everybody that in terms of what actions the board can take, Ms. Miller was not acting in her official capacity in the discharge of her duties. She did this from her personal Facebook page. She posted from her personal Facebook page. She does have First Amendment rights, but once again, I think that the gravity of what transpired in Charlottesville, her comments taken in that context were extraordinarily obtuse and offensive.
All right. Sheldon, I'm just about out of time here, but you want to voice your support for Supervisor Miller. Is that correct?
Absolutely. She was expressing her angleness. She's I've supported her as a Republican. There's no racism here.
Okay.
What happened in Charlottesville is awful. Got to get the neo-Nazis, and it cannot be tolerated.
All right. Thank you, Sheldon, for that comment. Certainly, the neo-Nazis cannot be tolerated, and I kind of got a little personal myself, which is rare for me to do on Facebook. If you want to check it out, it's just when I see Americans carrying a flag of Nazis, which represents hate, oppression, death, I get a little upset. Everybody seems to be taking a stand, even the owner of our radio station, Doug Martin, today. Doug taking a stand about all of this, and folks can see that also on Facebook. All right, Supervisor Bronson, what about your op-ed piece in the Sunday paper, the Arizona Daily Star? I kind of want to get to the bottom line here about mining. We don't hear much about the proposed Rosemont mine. It's kind of been under the radar screen. Is this a done deal?
No, I think they, as I indicated in my editorial, they still have some hoops to jump through. And Rosemont Mine is going to be built directly upstream of Davidson Canyon, Sienica Creek, the larger Sienica watershed, and that watershed provides up to 20% of Tucson's groundwater. And I think we as elected officials have an obligation to advocate for the health of our air, water, and wild places. And clearly, hard rock mining, studies have indicated that there are failures, and the Environmental Protection Agency's new rule that requires hard rock mining companies to provide financial assurances, it's designed to assure that we both protect the environment and the taxpayer from the financial cleanup costs, which many taxpayers with other mines have borne in the past. And I think it's just incumbent upon HUD Bay to provide those financial assurances. And I'm rather struck. I just don't understand why the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality is opposed to the Environmental Protection Agency's new rule requiring that financial assurance.
Isn't that watershed that provides, it's about 20% of Tucson's groundwater when you're talking about Rosemont being built directly upstream? What is it, Davidson Canyon, Sienega Creek, and the larger Sienega watershed?
Correct, absolutely, and that's about 20% of our groundwater.
Quick question, something about a friend down in Amado said there's some talk about a lake or something in that area. Can you bring us up to date on that?
I think that there are some people. There was an existing lake. I think they're looking to restore it.
Uh-huh.
At this point, those are about all the details I have. But the folks in Amado are very active community activists, and if this is something they want to see happen, I'm certainly there to help it.
All right, Sharon Bronson, thank you very much. And again, the meeting is Monday at 9 o'clock?
Monday at 9 o'clock. We usually meet on Tuesday, but statutorily we have to adopt the tax levy, and we have to meet this Monday. So it does begin at 9 o'clock. And people, if they want to come and speak, are certainly welcome at Call to the Public. The meeting starts at 9.
Okay.
The doors open at 8:30.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, we're taking our break, the mid-break, early by about 5 minutes. Normally it's 12:30, but today, because our Ward 3 debate goes a little longer, you get a chance to hear the three Democrats who are facing off in the primary for Ward 3. We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're at the halfway point, almost, of the Buckmaster Show, pushing toward 12:30. As a public service, we want to re-air our Ward 3 debate. Three candidates, Democratic candidates, that you'll be hearing from. This is from July on the Buckmaster Show. So, Ray, let's do it right now. We have all three of candidates with me in studio. Felicia Chu is with us, a teacher at Mansfield Middle School. Felicia, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Attorney Paul Durham is here. Paul is a former treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party. Paul, how are you?
Hello, Bill. Thank you for doing this.
Well, it's my pleasure to try to give folks at least a little bit of an introduction to who the candidates are. And then Tom Tronstall is owner of Canyon Fence Company. Tom, how are you?
I'm terrific today, Bill.
So thank you for all for coming. The winner of the Democratic primary faces independent Gary Watson. He is a Northwest Fire District firefighter. All right, let's begin, and I'm going to try to give everyone somewhat of a semblance of equal time. This is not a formal debate. It's just a candidate discussion. So please keep your responses to about a minute, minute and a half. Ray's got a little clock up there for me to kind of judge where we are in all of this. So the obvious first question for each of you, and we'll do this in alphabetical order. Felicia, why are you running? And if you would, tell us kind of what's your top issue.
Sure. I'm running for city council so that I can be a voice for the underrepresented, the underserved population that is in Tucson. My top three issues are working with working families and stronger public services, including transit, and helping Tucson become more economically and environmentally sustainable.
Gee, you only took 30 seconds. Would you like to say anything more of those three topics?
Sure.
If you had to prioritize, what's the number one topic?
Well, I think when we look at core services, we've got parks and rec, which is up there along with public services and the transit area. So talking about helping out working families with stronger neighborhoods, having those parks available for families to come out to go walking around will really, I think, reduce crime and will just help increase relationships that families and neighbors have with one another.
All right, let's bring in Paul Durham. Paul, what's at the top of your list, and why did you decide to get involved in this? Obviously, you've had a background in politics.
Thank you, Bill, once again for organizing this forum. I'm running for city council because we need a strong Democrat to stand up for the people and groups that Donald Trump attacks. If you're anything other than rich and white, you're probably under attack from Donald Trump. One important area that is under attack is women's rights. Planned Parenthood defends those rights and provides life-saving services to women and men at its clinics. And I'm thrilled to have received the endorsement of Planned Parenthood of Arizona. Three of the things that are most important to improving lives in Ward 3 are solar energy and sustainability, neighborhoods, and jobs. I look forward to expanding on each of those subjects here today. I worked my way through college as a UFCW clerk in a grocery store. I've worked hard in my life, and I want to see the people of Ward 3 have the same chance.
All right. Tom Tronsdale, you are up to the plate. What about you? Why did you – this is your first effort in politics, correct, Tom?
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead. Why are you – why did you decide to get in, and what's at the top of the agenda?
Well, Ward 3 has always been my home. I went to school here. I started my career here. And now I'm raising my family here. And it's finally the time, I believe, for us to make a difference. I love where I live, and I love the fact that it's a great place to be, but we need to keep working on it and keep making it a wonderful place for everybody. And that's why, while running, I'm going to focus on economic development, neighborhood improvements, and public safety. I think those three issues strike at the heart of the everyday living for everybody in our community. Ward 3 is an amazing place, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to be a part of Tucson as the owner of Canyon Fence Company. I understand the needs of the small business and my employees and what struggles they go through every day. I see that so many people are being unheard these days, and we need to work to reach out to everybody so everyone has a voice at the table, not just the squeaky wheel always getting the grease. And that's going to be very important for the next city council term.
All right, Tom, I'm going to keep it with you. Then we'll go to Paul, then Felicia. There's a method to my madness here. We did alphabetical to begin with. Now we'll go reverse alphabetical. And so my question to you, Tom, in public safety, are we underserved right now with the number of cops on the street? Do we need more cops for a city this size?
Absolutely. I think, first of all, I have to say that our police department and fire department are doing an amazing job with the resources they do have. And I think it's great to see the respect the community has shown, the needs that the respect for the police department with the overwhelming passage of the city initiative last May. It shows that the people understand the police are working hard and the fire department is working hard, but they need more help. I think it's a combination of resources and feet on the ground. The police department is going through a huge transition where they're losing a lot of their most experienced and developed talent. And replacing them with rookies or newer people just isn't the same. And so it's really important that we set up our police department for success. You know, the same 700 officers we have now are not quite the same experience level as the same 700 we had 10 years ago. And I know that concerns TPD.
All right. Paul Durham, is that a concern for you, public safety, right now? Or do you think maybe we're okay with the staffing levels that we have?
TPD is an excellent police department. I very much admire the job they're doing. I'm glad and grateful that Prop 101 passed in May. I supported that from the very beginning, and finally we're going to provide police and fire with the equipment they need to do their job. We have two problems that I would like to see addressed at our police department. First, not enough officers. No question. Comparing us to cities, other cities of comparable size nationwide, we're low. We do a lot with very few people. Second, we often lose officers to other cities, especially in Arizona, that pay more. Attrition is not a good management, is not good management in any department, and it's even more important in public safety.
Felicia, I'd like Felicia Chu weigh in on your feelings on, are we okay with police and fire, or do you think that needs to be one of the areas of focus for you if you were to be elected?
So, Bill, I know that there are a lot of neighbors who feel like there's not enough or quick enough police response that's going on. But I also know, too, that not a lot of people will take the time to call TPD when something's going on. So I try to provide people with non-emergency numbers also and how they can reach Tucson Police Department through online reporting. And people seem to understand, okay, I can do that. It's not as threatening because I do hear conversations about people saying they come out and sometimes they're not responsive quickly enough. And so something I know from being on CPARB is that if we
CPARB, acronym?
Right, Citizen Forum. Police Advisory Review Board.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, thank you for the clarification. But what I know is that if we have enough of a trail that's going on, what the squads do is they look at it and they say, hey, when you're doing your reports, instead of just sitting over here, you know, in the office, why don't you go and park on this corner here? And I know the police have been very responsive when they know about the situations. We have fantastic community service officers, and we have neighborhood watch programs that try to get going. I would love to see the Citizens Police Academy get going again so citizens know how they can help out better.
All right, that's Felicia Chu, and I will keep it with Felicia for this next question, and then we will everybody can weigh in on that before we take the break. So, Felicia, on economic development, this is other than public safety, I think people that live in the city of Tucson, first of all, they want to make sure when they call a police officer, the officer is going to come in a timely manner. If they need a firefighter, they want the fire department there.
Yes.
But they also want a community that is one that's going to provide jobs.
Yes.
So economic development is huge. I want to hear some of your thoughts about that, please.
Sure. So definitely for us to be able to support our local economy. And actually this morning there was, I don't know if you heard it, Bill, but on NPR, they were talking about how one out of, I think the number was three, one-third of rural areas don't have internet speeds that are at least 25 megs. And it's funny because thinking about my internet speed, I'm at one, like literally one, just the number one. And so in my family home, in my neighborhood, we're at a disadvantage. And so how does this tie to economic development? Well, we can employ people to start building on that infrastructure, and that will have the effect of killing two birds with one stone. We'll be employing people, and we'll be giving more advantages to those who are currently disadvantaged.
Paul Durham, what is the number one thing that needs to be done to bring more jobs to this community?
Jobs, Bill, are key to solving the issues confronting Ward 3 and the entire city. I think we all agree on that. A sustainable job base requires at least four things: an educated, well-trained workforce, quality of life, and the ability to attract new employers to Tucson, and a strong partnership with the businesses that are already here. I have a law degree, an MBA, and spent over two decades advising businesses and helping them grow. I want to put that knowledge to work to attract new employers to Tucson and to strengthen our partnership with businesses already here to help them grow and add jobs.
Tom Tronstell, what about economic development? How has it been for you as a small business owner, and what can be done to make this a better community?
To be honest, Bill, it's been a struggle the last 10 years. Our community has not rebounded like the rest of the country has. We've been some nice successes, but we have not seen the consistent growth that the rest of even Phoenix and Las Vegas have seen. So that tells me that we need to focus on a couple different things. Not only do we need to encourage new business to come here, and that's important, but Ward 3, it's essential that we work with the existing businesses that have been supporting the community already. And unlike a lot of other areas, we don't have a lot of free places to build something new. So that means infill. That means repurposing existing buildings and encouraging existing businesses to also grow within their current structure without having to move to Marana. You see that this week, over on Grant Road, where Grant Road Lumber unfortunately went out of business after 66 years. But, Tucson and Sam Fox came in and is redoing that area while maintaining some of the culture and the history there.
Repurposing.
Yeah, it became a restaurant instead of Grant Road Lumber, but it's using the existing space to improve the community. Not only do we need to bring jobs, part of the issue too is we have to make sure our community provides the employees for these jobs. And that means we have to consistently develop a skilled workforce. And this just doesn't mean computer or science engineers. This means taking our existing people and helping them increase their skills and their vocations to go from a $12 an hour job to a $17 an hour job.
All right, Tom Tronstell was just speaking, and of course got Felicia Chu is with us and Paul Durham. That's going to conclude our first segment with the three candidates. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with the three Democrats who are facing off in the primary. And when does early voting begin? Do any of you know exactly?
Ballots are mailed on August 9th.
August 9th, so we're getting close. We will be back with the three candidates. And first, though, we'll hear from the people who make this program possible. We'll be right back.
The Arizona Wildcats kick off the 2017 football season on September 2nd with Fan Appreciation Night and an exclusive bobblehead giveaway of NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski. There are several ticket packages, including one that guarantees you your own Gronk bobblehead. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB to buy your tickets now and learn more, or call 621-CATS. Single game tickets start at just $12.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
On the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Green Things. Green Things for all things green. We've been a huge supporter of Green Things at the Buckmaster household for many years. They're located at 3384 East River Road, over by the Rito River Walk. And of course, they're on the web at greenthingsaz.com. It's just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Again, greenthingsaz.com. We have the three Democrats who are involved in the run for the seat that will soon be vacant when Karen Ulick retires after, 12 years on the Tucson City Council in Ward number 3. So let me introduce, if you are just joining us, which many people do with radio. I like to say that the noon hour is kind of like a mini drive time. People are coming and going. They're going to events. But with me in studio, Felicia Chu. Felicia is a teacher at Mansfield Middle School. Tom Tronsdale is here. Tom is the owner of Canyon Fence Company. And Paul Durham, who is the former treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party. Paul, let's begin with you on this round of questioning about social services. We've talked in the first segment about economic development. We've talked about public safety. And I think a pillar of our community, if it's a three-legged stool, would be the social services area. What can you bring to the table there, Paul Durham?
Bill, whenever Tucson has a problem or a challenge, it is often larger, even larger in Ward 3. Ward 3 has housing that does not meet reasonable standards of security, comfort, or energy efficiency. We have crime, drugs, domestic abuse, poverty, unemployment, and homelessness. A few weeks ago, as I rolled up to the very first door on my list for that day, I found three police cars hauling the residents away in handcuffs. And what does that mean for this election, though? It means that our Ward 3 council member must understand these challenges and have ideas to address them, and I do. If elected, I'll work with members of the community, business leaders, community activists, social service organizations, and law enforcement, and I'll also work to bring jobs and opportunity to Ward 3.
Tom Tronsdale, what do you think about social service? Too much? Are we lacking in that area?
Actually, no. I think one of the strengths of Tucson are the existing partnerships the city and the community has with different social service groups. Where I've spent the last 15 years is working with these different groups. Just in Ward 3, I've been on the board of the Prince Road Salvation Army, Catholic Community Services, Tucson Community School, the Abbey School, the School for Kids with Autism. So I've spent my time working with the people who are the boots on the ground, the ones providing services that kind of fall through the cracks. And I think it's essential for the city to partner and continue partnering with people like the Prince Road Salvation Army, who provide after-school care and summer programs for a very needy neighborhood, a neighborhood that around Prince and Stone that requires some more services than some other areas. The success of Tucson is going to be dependent upon the city partnering with all the local people, whether it's Literacy Connects, Job Path. There are many groups that will help us reach our goals of better economic development, stronger neighborhoods, and better education, because they are already out there doing it.
All right, Felicia, what are some of your thoughts about the services sector, the social services sector of the city?
So I think we have some good social services in place already. I've personally used some of them. I've used Primavera. They ended up helping me with getting financing so I could buy my first home here in Tucson. And I've tried to share those resources with other folks, too. I actually just went to the children's clinics, which is over by the grant by TMC. Mm-hmm. And what I learned over there is there's, again, fantastic resources there. Their motto used to be that they were the best kept secret in Tucson. And so something that I realize is there are plenty of social services that are out there, but it's hard to make the connection between the people and the services. Because I have used the services, because I understand the challenges, because a lot of my friends are in the same boat as I am, I'm able to help them explore what options they have. And I'm also then more in tune, I think, with what the Ward 3 population needs as services so that I can advocate better. And that comes to the city council when we're allocating our budget, or when that comes to us providing policies and ordinances that support people, looking at how we maybe change some of the things in regards to crime with TPD and how officers can respond to the crimes that they're facing.
All right. Well, keep it with Felicia. And Ray, I think on the clock now, we'll move it to just 1 minute as we get closer here to the conclusion, because I want to cover some more ground, and I don't think I can allow a minute and a half. So we'll cut it down now to about 60 seconds. Felicia, what about the half-cent sales tax that would go into effect if Strong Start were to be approved for early childhood education in this city? Are you on board with that? And then there could also be a measure 0.1 cent for improving the facilities at the Reed Park Zoo. I would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Strong Start Tucson, definitely. We would be investing in our kids in the future. All of the kids need, and the families need, the ability to choose if they want to have their students in a high-quality preschool. Regarding the half-cent sales tax,
half-cent for a Strong Start,
right.
You just indicated you're on
yep.
board with that.
That's right.
Then it'd be about one-tenth of a cent mm-hmm. for the zoo, if that also makes the ballot. How would you feel about that?
I would be delighted. So we are members of the zoo, and I know that the zoo also provides educational opportunities. They come to the library. They do things free of charge. And it's not just imprisoning the animals, but it's actually teaching people how to care about these animals and how to respect life.
So you're on board with both of those.
Correct,
I am. Paul Durham, how about you?
Early childhood education is tremendously important. Study after study shows that it is among the top two factors contributing to the success that that child encounters in life. I am concerned that the proposal creates a committee, which it's the committee's job to define what a high school quality preschool is. There are no standards in the proposition as written. So therefore the success will depend on a well-functioning commission. That's a concern. I'm still talking to voters. I've identified my concerns, but I very strongly support the idea, the effectuation of early childhood
education. So you're still on the fence a little bit on whether you're supporting it. But about the zoo, Paul Durham?
We need to address our parks. I question whether we should address one park at a time, but I strongly support our parks.
Okay, Tom Tronsdale, a strong start?
There's absolutely no doubt that we need to increase access to early childhood education. None. We have to find ways to reduce those barriers for families. My wife and I struggled to find childcare and early education for us due to our working schedules. In fact, we had to work opposite schedules in order to always maintain care for our kids because we couldn't afford it otherwise. Strong Start is a wonderful idea for a very needy area, but it's not the right solution as written. I'm uncomfortable with this charter being changed. You know, it limits future action. I would love to see maybe a pilot program be put in place, and then a renewable program after that.
So you're a no on this.
I'm a no for right now.
The zoo? Yeah.
The zoo. I love the zoo. We're family members. But a separate sales tax for the zoo right now I don't think is the right policy for Tucson. I think they, as a former member of the Parks and Rec Commission, I know there's ways to explore benefits with community government, with businesses and federal programs to fund it.
Okay, we'll keep the microphone with Tom Tronsdale because we're going to wrap it up with 1 minute each for the candidates to conclude their little discussion here on the Buckmaster Show. Tom, what separates you from your opponents, and why should folks vote for you? Kind
to be
of
honest,
the bottom
Bill.
Line here.
Thanks, Bill. To be honest, Ward 3 is my home. It's rarely a street, a neighborhood, a school, whatever, that I am not familiar with in our neighborhood. I've been a part of it, whether nonprofits, whether riding my bikes. Ward 3, I know like the back of my hand. You add that plus my legal experience, plus the fact that I sign the front of a paycheck. I support 28 people every week with a fair and living wage, health benefits, and paid time off, and I'm proud of that. I think my perspective as a local who's grown up here, as well as my ability to work within the economic community, in my really broad range of relationships I have, I'll bring a different perspective that the City Council has been missing for many years.
And your website?
My website is tomfortucson.com. And also check out our Facebook page.
All right, that's Tom Tronsdale. And now, Paul Durham, about a minute, Paul, to wrap up your comments with us.
I believe, Bill, that everyone in Ward 3 should have the opportunity to succeed and have a healthy life. When I was growing up, there wasn't much money around. I was about 8 years old when my mother announced one day that she wasn't going to shop at Goodwill anymore because it had just gotten too expensive. I will be a full-time council member. I have the knowledge, skills, experience, energy, and commitment to really get things done on the council. I have a website, Paul for Progress. There's more information there. And please contact me through the website if you have a comment or question.
All right. That was Paul Durham. Now, Felicia Chu.
So, first, thanks everybody for listening to the show, and thanks, Bill, for having us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Woohoo! So, as a mother, I understand, you know, the needs for public services, transit, public safety. As a teacher, I have always taught my students how to advocate for themselves, and so I would teach our and facilitate our community being able to communicate with our local government. And then as councilwoman, I'm just going to work on strengthening these systems. Something I haven't
really said before is I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence, and I really had to speak up against bullying. I've taught my sons how to speak up against bullying. And when we look at it right now, we are getting bullied by the state, by the federal governments, and we need to be able to stand up against those. That's what I would bring to the table.
And your website is?
My website is FeliciaChu.com and ChuForTucson.com.
That was Felicia Chu. We heard from Tom Tronsdell and Paul Durham. Thank you all for coming in. Best of luck to each of you. And that was our debate, our conversation, if you will, with the three Ward 3 Democrats. And that was aired originally last July. And as a public service, we re-aired it for you. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Chack with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. And today they have Mr. John Winchester on the program, former Pima County supervisorial candidate in District 1. He'll be the prime guest today. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. A full lineup as usual. We have Councilman Paul Cunningham and Victoria Mazes from the Center for Integrative Medicine. Have a great afternoon and evening.